The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
So, are we going to go fight the big guy or no? Is that
I thought we weren't.
We'll hit it on the way back.
Okay.
Theoretically. If we level.
And I am drawing a map of the Aldani Basin as we go.
Draw the map we have now, because we can see part of it here.
Okay, I'll start with that.
Why are we trusting you to draw the map?
I'm drawing the map.
I inspire you.
I can't wait for the... We'll make it a navigate roll to understand what you're writing.
What does that mean? Survival?
Yeah, it has to be survival because there's nothing else on there.
There's actually like literally navigator's tools that you are not proficient with.
But what are those? What are those?
So what do I roll if I'm doing my best?
If they're navigator's tools, they have to give you an advantage on something. Right?
I'll raise you wisdom.
check.
I would say survival.
And you're inspiring me?
Yeah. Don't want to get that smashed by that monster D20.
Inspire!
Oh, where did you pull that out of the bag?
18.
I put that away.
I know. I needed it.
I got scared.
18 to draw a map. It's a good map.
Did you get inspired?
Good. I got inspired.
You travel another day.
You get no feedback on that map?
Because he knows it's good.
Absolutely. 18.
It's no great. Worries.
18's great.
It is pretty good.
You continue another day or so down, when is anyone actually like on watch? Who's piloting these boats? Like,
I always assume someone else is doing it
in front, yes. Yeah. But like, who's actually
the
like,
person who's getting
pulling
paid.
The boats?
Who's doing what to the boat?
Who's helping the boat move forward, locomotion style?
Same people.
I put my head in and go,
motorboat!
Get there in half the time.
Just take off.
Like Dash in The Incredibles?
Yep.
Towhead boy, Flynn, mother versus mom, or sister
no,
riser.
Not Flynn. Let's go with Paul.
Because you'll know I'll do it right.
Make me a perception check.
I can't read this one.
14 plus
20. Perception 6.
Plus 6?
Is that right?
I think it's
6 or 4.
4.
18.
18.
Yeah. I like your Apple Watch.
Thank you.
You see off in the distance, a little bit deeper than you. You've been staying closer to the shore. Let's actually
crocodile?
Toss me a D4 too, Fudge.
Hang on, it's slippery.
Caltrop incoming.
Two.
Okay. Visibility is still pretty good. You can actually see just a short ways off. 13 fairly large dinosaurs with a few young just sort of grazing on the plant life.
They look friendly.
How many omnivore dinosaurs were there?
Omnivore.
Could have been that many, right?
We do need rations.
Do they have those duck bills?
I played Monster Hunter.
Those big old flatheads, though, that are nice, they can f*** you.
That's true, if you're mean. They're not nice.
Nature to identify them.
Got this. Oh!
You sure you got this?
It's a 5. What do I know?
You would know
they are shaped
that
like
they
bananas.
They're poisonous. Mm. They 14. Spit poison. You can't recognize exactly what they are. You have seen them before. They are a type of dinosaur that has been domesticated. Like, you see them pulling carts and stuff in Nyanzaru.
Nat 20?
A nat 20?
Minus 1.
It's an intelligence modifier.
Yep. I was thinking of the nat 20. They're hadrosauruses. They're not, they're pack animals, is what they've been used for in Chult. They're herbivores. They pose no danger. But there is a pack of 13 of them, as well as three young.
Oh, wait, so they don't spit poison?
No. They spit poison, but only if they're agitated. Oh. They're venomous.
Do I know that to be true?
It's an absolute lie. He's just an idiot.
I'm going to be screaming about get down.
They're harmless.
Hide your eyes. No, bye, Nigel.
They eat plants.
You're going to end up like that guy in that movie.
Yeah.
You're going to be like Newman.
Sure about nothing. Just in this campaign.
Just don't threaten their young and you'll be fine.
The Seinfeld
of D&D. So yeah, if you continue to paddle onward.
So you're saying they can be domesticated.
I'm holding my hands over my eyes and hunkered down. No poison's getting in my eyes. I need to be able to see.
Josh, are you trained in survival?
Oh, yeah.
Can you just make me a passable roll in survival?
Doubtful.
Hey!
I think that comes out to be 14?
Yeah, you would, just from having worked with animals before, you imagine that trying to break an adult would be difficult, yeah. But the three young ones you think could be trained as pack animals.
Got a plan, guys. You want to wrestle a dinosaur with me?
Not the poisonous ones!
Oh, okay. Well, the little ones don't have poison sacs yet.
What about the mothers?
Child-rearing hadrosauruses turn their poison off until their babies are old enough so it doesn't go through their milk to them.
Oh, okay.
Milk tooth them?
Yeah. They're makes toothsome. Sense. Like an undercooked noodle.
If you toothsome. Threaten their young, that's about the only thing they will try and kill you for.
See? And you're threatening to threaten their young?
No. I'm training their young. I'm making their young better people.
Are you going to explain
this? I
don't
think these are socialist hadrosaurs.
Right.
Better not be.
We'll just sneak up on them. We gotta go that way anyway. We'll think about it.
You continue onward.
Earmark it. Yeah.
If you get trampled, it's
pass
the
Mbala. The next day sees you.
She has taken us the long way.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you are definitely continuing
we
south.
We roll up on Mbala. Uh oh.
Base of the plateau.
You actually see that in the basin there is in fact a river, like you, or a lake. You actually get down there where you get to a quite large lake,
nice.
Which has several tributaries running, one sort of I to draw the southeast that. And one to the west.
What's that say?
Alderaan Basin.
Aldani.
Aldani Basin.
National moon.
That's amazing.
Is it because of Alderaan?
Yeah.
Is that the connection?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is what I thought Dave just said.
It is what I just
okay.
said.
Gotcha.
You actually do see in the distance, you can see something in the sky. Off to the
that's
south.
No moon.
No, it's the floating heart thing we've been told about.
Should I check?
The Ooptow?
I just told you what it is. We were literally told there's a heart of Chol and it's floating now.
I'm in love with an Ooptow girl.
Yeah.
You think there's a girl there?
I'm an Ooptow girl. I'm a bard.
I'm a bard.
Your
you want me to shoot at this heart?
Sure. Go fire at it.
How far away is the heart?
Real far.
Real
if
far.
If I can bring that heart to Silver Tusk.
Oh boy.
Lads, we got us a mission.
Just float it back over to Camp Vengeance.
Just lassoing.
Swimming upriver. You've abandoned the boat entirely.
I just tie it around my neck.
That way your head never goes underwater.
Yeah.
Brilliant plan. You'll never drown. Just swim real hard. For days. /downstream. Because it works both ways now.
Is there a way we could use that to our advantage? A
floating city tied around your neck.
Continue a.
It's on the advantage.
Actually, yes. You could have a perpetual motion machine.
Let's do it.
You could have a self-powering generator. You just have like two, like a thing on a spin, in the middle of the river. Because the river would be pushing it one way.
Yeah.
The other side of the river would be pushing it the other way. It would just be a perpetual generator.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right, lads.
Energy.
Yeah. We just have to make the thing.
This is what happens when you mess with physics.
Continue on down the lake.
I'm drawing as we go.
You now are heading on a river that is taking you due west. Early that next morning, Nolan, perception check. You see, somewhat disturbingly, on the shore, a pile of nine...
I loot their bodies.
Nine
Nine what?
Sort of just, well, nine's probably a bit
bones? Exact.
You see a pile of bones that you would equate to about nine forms, give or take. Arms laying around them, just off the side of the river.
Like their arms or like swords and stuff?
Yes. You see both.
Are we talking humanoid side of skeletons?
Correct. Not dinosaur or other.
But well decomposed?
Yeah, do they look like
bleached? You're seeing the white of bone. Well, okay. You're not seeing...
So like bleached?
Correct. Bone.
Oh, look. Over on the shore. People died at some point, and it was tragic, magic. I'm sure.
Or any of the items glow.
Or maybe it was funny. I don't know.
Death is rarely funny, Nigel.
Sometimes
it is. Sometimes it is. It's pretty good.
As long as it's not mine.
Damn it. Does anyone have detect magic?
Let me just go ahead and cast.
Can I roll Arcana?
Do we care about the bones?
Probably some.
Well, if there's treasure in those bones.
It's all fine. Just go sift through it.
Or disturb the dead.
Well, who cares?
This is the time where you're not willing to disturb the dead.
I'm sure they won't wake up.
They're literally bleached bones.
Oh god, it's a lich!
I steer my canoe over towards the
It's
shore.
A slumbering lich.
Okay.
You just sunbathing.
Who is with...
It's a nine-armed lich. Not 18. Nine. It's got the 4-5 combo.
Oh my god. It's got the 4-4-1. Oh no!
Looking like a spider.
So, who is in... Because as I recall, you have two boats. So,
yeah. Oh, we got another boat?
We had three. We had more. At
we
one
used to
point.
Be transporting wounded soldiers.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
We had a raft, you had rafts and canoes at one point.
So now we have to have at least two. I think you two were always in a boat together.
Yes. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. David, so I pulled our boat over.
Yeah. And we'll just say we have the lady with us.
I'll go ahead and cast Mage Hand to just sort of start lifting the bones up.
It's a bad idea.
So that I don't get close to them. Just sort of like pulling them apart.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah.
Randy's getting something.
Why
She's
do we
getting
need,
a belt.
Why do we need props?
She's getting a belt?
Getting fed
getting
up.
A belt. Oh no.
I don't know what that is.
It's a monster manual.
It's fine.
I recognize
We're in a jungle. We're going to have to fight something.
Yeah.
That's probably where you go with the.
I'm just sort of picking apart the bones.
Right.
Like spreading them out into a larger pile so they don't look all stacked up and I can see what's going on.
Which monster manual is it?
The monster manual.
Oh.
The other ones aren't called the monster manual.
I thought it had a different cover.
As you begin to sift through the bones, you start to move them.
Yep.
And they don't move under the pressure of your mage hand.
Let's go. Okay.
Take the weapons.
Are there weapons lying in there?
Yeah, no. It seems like at least one of them that you're holding onto right now is clutching a short sword, actually.
I will try and pull that short sword out of his hand.
If he's clutching it, don't go for that one. Go for an unclutched one.
Is there an unclutched one?
Get clutched.
You like this backseat mage handing I got going on here? Cast that spell. Now turn here. Slow down. Jesus Christ, you're an animal. Did you learn to drive from your father?
We need this exit.
You do see a nearby crossbow that appears to have no bones on or around it. There's some beside.
No bones about.
I will tug that crossbow back towards myself.
All right,
I'm hugging it.
As the crossbow comes up, you see that there is a hand still attached to said crossbow.
Like underground.
Yes.
Oh, the tenth hand.
And as it comes up,
it's another arm.
You see the hand reach for the mechanism.
I try to paddle around them.
Just keep going.
Book!
As it decides to pull the trigger.
Ka-twang.
Give it disadvantage because it has no idea what it's shooting at. But we'll just let loose in Dave's general direction.
General direction?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Why are you picking up crossbows pointed at yourself? Nobody ever gave you gun safety.
I wasn't.
Learn that from your father, too.
Crazy assuming.
Backseat driving the whole time.
Twang. The bolt goes flying over your head as you see the skeletons start to get up, because that's what they do.
Continuing on.
Anybody have turned on dead?
They might still have died in a funny way. Who knows?
No. Would you guys like to engage them, or are you paddling onward?
Bye.
I mean, if we can...
Gotta get XP!
I'm not going to two-man fight these things.
Well, they're just skeletons.
Anybody got a blunt weapon?
Two.
Are you paddling
a
on
a third if you count his head?
Are we stopping for a quick bite? Nibble XP?
We're already over here.
I have this.
Four. Fine.
Drop an area damage on him, Mr. Spellcaster.
Bonfire!
That's hurtful. You know I can't do that yet.
But you got something, don't
level
you?
Three.
Did you have like a second level useful spell?
I cast Vicious Mockery at Dave.
Bet your wish this was a fireball. In that case, would you guys like to roll initiative, I guess? Damn it, five.
Oh. Guess who's going last, boys? Nat one. Woof.
He's trying to paddle away.
See, I gotta steer it around because I'm like 15 meters downstream.
I got
so Flynn's going last.
A 10. I'm just 15. Waiting. 16. Calculating. Biting his time.
I'm biting my
that
thumb.
Means Paul's up first.
Yeah. Get him, Paul.
I really only have healing spells.
Paul, do the move we talked about. The one I taught you.
He picks you up and hugs you.
Just starts cuddling.
Should I just start punching them?
Hand me your ankles.
You can definitely hit them from range.
So the skeletons have fully formed.
I mean, he said they're in a pile, and one of the hands shot, and then we rolled initiative. So
there were nine hands.
Aim at the pile.
I don't even like. I got nothing.
You have the cantrip that could do damage.
You got Vicious Mockery. You can rock him.
But I mean,
is that or you sit there with your thumb in your butt and you wait until they get closer?
What
to you
melee
you can hit them?
Things?
Yeah, what are you gonna do when they get closer to you? Man,
you're gonna do a hit on?
I mean, I could cast. I guess Josh is getting any curious this fight. I bought a wand of magic missile.
Oh,
there you go.
So I forgot.
Said wand of magic missile.
Pop off.
Hey, look who.
How's your wand of magic missile work?
I roll it.
He pulls down his pants.
Don't you spend a number of charges, yes. And you get an extra missile per charge. You get like three base, and then you spend extra four.
I have no idea where I wrote this down.
What the fuck? No.
Why'd
are you the Zodiac killer?
This says written in code.
The biggest word is gold.
At one point, he guess he had 765, which doesn't seem right at all. I don't think that. I think he just made that up.
Brett. Inspiratic.
You bought paper without lines, number one.
Ratio bug.
That's rashing than bug spray.
Grease, spelled like geese. Hold on, we'll find it. Okay, oh, here it is. It says MM wand. I don't know what the f*** it does.
I got it. I got my MM wand.
I think it's three missiles to use if you use a charge. It has seven charges, and then you can use an extra charge to get an extra missile. So it's 1d4 plus one per missile.
And then it recharges one charge per day?
I think you roll to recharge.
It's like 1d4 plus one.
Something like
per
that.
Day?
Yeah.
And I don't want to use all of my charges.
Correct, because then it has a chance to break.
Right. So if I just use six charges now. Right?
I mean, assuming we don't have another encounter today.
Right.
Right, just try one at first.
I'll just do three charges.
You're using half your charges? Yes. I'll just use one because it's still three missiles.
Yeah.
That's 3d4 plus three damage.
But now I have to charge my MM wand.
You're gonna have to charge
the M&M wand. Fire's little crispy coated chocolate
down.
God.
When did you find it here?
Yeah. On page two of your f***ing codex.
Man, it's like the ramblings of a crazy person put into writing.
Alright, are you...
I'm using the M&M wand.
Those would be the writings of a crazy person.
Spider's got a scribbled page and a half manifesto.
Okay. Of the nine, what are you targeting?
The one that shot at Dave.
Okay, and you're targeting it with...
magic missile.
Okay, and you're spending how many charges?
I'm firing three missiles total.
So that's one
charge.
One charge.
Yes.
Charge.
Alright.
But I can't read this dice, it's tiny.
One.
Hell yeah.
Two?
Hang on.
You can't pick it up either. How can you not pick that up?
I have my fingernails.
He's well trimmed. Three.
So four.
Six total.
What?
I'm counting.
Oh, I see. Three again.
So 10 damage.
Plus three. 10 damage.
Okay.
Good job.
Thanks.
10 damage.
Well, that's my turn. Well, no, I inspire Bork.
Hey!
Inspire.
Hey.
You hit that one, pop, pop, pop. Ribs and bones shatter. One of its arms gets blown off, but the one still holding the crossbow seems to be all right.
So there are 9 of these guys, and 10 damage didn't kill one of them.
We can deal more than 90 damage.
There are 9?
Yes.
So there are like 9 sets of arms.
Back in the boat!
I can fire more charges.
Nolan.
Bonfire!
You'll get caught up in the bonfire!
He said there was a pile of them. Put the bonfire in the pile.
I'm going to fire Scorching Ray.
What the fuck?
Bring out the big guns.
I'll just target 3 different skeletons.
Do you want the cool house one who's been injured, or do you want...
I'll do one ray, one at the injured one.
Okay.
You know the official Wizards of the Coast rule is that each ray can crit.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
All rolls may d20.
I think Scorching Ray could be another one of our party.
Scorching Ray? I like it.
Ray.
He's like a cleric, a fire cleric.
Right.
So but he makes a lot of dad jokes.
Right. Scorching Ray.
I like it.
Lester Restoration.
Goatee. Yeah.
Forgot about...
Russell.
Old Man P-Fart. Dangerous Eddie.
Yeah, Dangerous Eddie. I like it. Something's burning.
All right, so I got a...
That's Scorching Ray.
Oh, he's here. It's not my computer.
10, 12, and a 22. God, 10, 12, and a 22.
10, 12, and a 22.
My friends call me Ray. You can come whatever you want. Mm-hmm. As long as you don't call me late for dinner.
he lights them on
the
fire.
The 22's the only one
that hits. Crazy.
False. That's
well,
Ray.
The one that gets hit takes 4 fire damage because that's false.
So
I'm paddling away.
Let's loose with 3 rays. 2 of them strike 2 trees, and one of them singes one of the skeletons.
There's a tree on fire.
He starts a jungle fire.
Stone bowl.
Chalk burns down.
I'm going to assume you are on a boat some distance away at this point.
I'm close enough with him to use Mage Hand.
Right. So you were then, what's Mage Hand's what, 30 feet?
120.
We'll say you're within.
120. Maybe not. I want to say it's like.
Mage Hand is 30 feet.
Yeah. Whoops.
Okay.
So you're at least within 30 feet of the pile.
Yeah.
So you can charge the pile if you want.
I'll chuck a javelin at him.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in the boat until somebody else joins me.
Do you want one of the. 2 of them have been injured now, or you want a fresh one?
I'll fire at the one fighter he's hit.
Okay.
I need to hear after watch to monitor my heart rate, see if I'm stroking.
Oh, no. 11.
Your javelin appears to land in the sand where part of its body might have once been.
Jackpot.
But it, you see it start to stand up around the javelin because you landed in a spot where a rib cage was blown out.
Obvious.
You see them all start to stand up now.
And there are 9?
Yes, there are 9 skeletons standing up. We'll say that there are conveniently 4 crossbowmen and 5 short swordy ones.
But they can't swim. We're okay. We're in these boats.
They can't drown either.
Oh. They can follow us all the fucking way to the Oracle.
Well, we gotta fight them now.
So we'll go ahead and we'll let loose with the bolts. So, Dave.
Don't
assume 23 hits.
Yeah.
The gauntlets gave us a health potion.
Oh, 17 God. Hit, Josh?
No.
Okay. Crit 20 will hit Flynn.
Oh, piss.
And I'm going to bet a 12 doesn't hit Fodre.
I wasn't going to check.
But he's going to check.
16 is mine.
Crossbow bolt is a D6?
Light or heavy?
Light.
D8.
Is it D8?
Whose side are you on?
A light crossbow bolt is a D8?
D6
heavy,
for a hand.
A heavy
D8
crossbow is a
D10.
Oh.
So that'll be 5 for Dave.
Yep.
And Flynn gets that extra D8. 14 for Flynn is one apparently gets you right in the blood spots.
I use deflect arrows. 12 of it's gone.
Ooh.
Nice.
Nice. So you deflect it. You deflect it up into your skull, so you just get this sweet, like, racing stripe along the side. For
just like I planned. Looks dope as hell.
He says that his blood is pouring down his ear.
Yep.
Head wounds always bleed.
The other 5 just start walking towards you guys. We decided you guys are within 30 feet, so we'll say a couple of them get close enough to actually attack with their short swords. So we'll have 1 swing on Mr. King's song.
AC 18.
Yeah, it did real bad. One swing on
18 until I switch to greatsword.
It swings for a 16.
Sweet.
Dave, flip your coin. Call a number and flip your coin.
Two.
Nope.
One.
Okay. The one that swings on you misses really badly, and it looks like it's going to get its short sword stuck in your raft, but it manages to pull it free.
Pontooning.
Bork.
Hello.
You see, five of them are converging on that boat. The other four are reloading. It's your turn.
I mean, we could just go, guys.
We've invested now. I'll handle these five. You get those guys.
Ah, oh, Jesus. Okay. I run up, and I'm gonna...
So you leap off your boat.
Are we, like...
I'm assuming you were still in the water, I'm assuming, so you got a little bit of water travel, unless you're gonna move your boat over there.
Oh, I thought we had, like, anchored before we started.
We anchored.
Oh, when you said, let's go, I was moving the boat.
Okay, I didn't know that you had pulled your boat over.
We'll give you half the distance.
Okay.
So I will pull this boat over.
You're maybe...
Turn this boat around.
You're maybe 50 feet away from them.
50?
50 feet away from the shoreline. You're maybe 30 feet away from them.
If we're going to go all the way over...
What a lazy monk.
Man. Fine.
We can go over and kill the guys next to this boat.
Oh, wait. Yeah. How close are those guys?
Those guys are significantly closer to
Okay,
you.
I'll go over there. Flurry of blows.
He's gonna flurry.
Does that take your full action to do?
Just an action.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yep. You go up to one of them that's swinging on one of them.
18.
An 18 will hit.
18.
An 18 continues to hit.
Wait. 18. I'm gonna get spired. Oh, 14.
14 will hit.
Hey. How many are around?
There are two attacking their raft currently.
Okay, I'm going to go the 1-1, 1. 2-1, 1-1.
Right.
You just keep hitting the same one, and then if one of them dies, you switch targets, right?
Can I do that? I'll do that. There's 5 damage.
Okay.
5 damage.
Okay.
Rolling some massive ones.
Big money! 5 damage.
So you did minimum damage 3 times?
Yes. And now I'm going to eat this dice.
That does count as a bludgeoning damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it would have blown up with the second punch. So I'll let you target the other one.
So 5. And so how much of my speed did I use to get here?
Why did my 10 damage not kill the other skeleton?
That's a good question.
Is it dead too?
No.
Maybe it's a special skeleton.
So how far did I travel to them?
I'm going to say it took, because you have to pole arm over there, I'm going to count you at half speed, so you've used up probably 35 to 40 of your movement, just because you had to get the boat over there.
Yeah.
So I'm also now over there.
Yes.
How far are the other dudes from these dudes?
15 feet.
Those are the guys on shore?
Yeah. They've all gotten up out of the sand and started moving in that direction now.
I'll just stay put then.
Okay.
Is there any way to get like cover or anything?
Lay
anything
down the boat. Here?
Jump in the water and go underwater.
Lay in the boat.
You're kind of on a raft, or did you take canoes? I mean, even if canoes, you're not going to get much cover. I mean,
okay. Well, it's still something. So I'm going to use my disengage as a drunken master. I get +10, so I get 10 extra feet and just kind of like sidle around the canoe.
Splat.
And I like that. Bloop, and then I pop up over here.
Flynn, Bork literally just punch, 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 and then just like somersaults backwards and is now laying prone in the boat right next to Paul. Paul, it's your turn. Back to the top of the order.
Who's the most hurt?
Probably the one you hit.
Yeah. No, I meant by the skeleton.
I've only lost 5 so far.
Okay.
Five.
I'm down 2. Yeah.
Hit the guy you already hit.
Is that worth a whole other charge?
Yeah.
He can hit us and do another 15 damage.
Okay, I will.
You could use a cantrip.
Well, I could do two charges on a new one and try to blow up a fresh one.
It's all about, like, mitigating. Action.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll use one more MM charge.
All right.
On the same one I've been shooting.
Okie dokie.
You can split up the beams. They don't all have to go to the skeleton.
It's true.
So hit him with 1.
supposed to tell me which ones you're targeting.
Okay, so I'm using, okay, I know. So I'm going to use one on the already hit one.
Sure.
And then two charges on a fresh crossbowman.
Sure, go ahead.
Bowman.
So this is... The yeah. first three are for the first skeleton. Yeah. Okay. What is this for?
Are those fancy D4s?
Yeah.
I want to use that.
So four on the one that's already hurt.
Okay.
Seven. Oh, sorry, five, because it's plus one.
Right.
Yeah. And then nine on the other one.
Oh, yeah, nine.
Wait, how does that work? Because don't I get three charges?
You use one charge to fire three missiles. Each missile gets plus one. So
I see. And those are the other two missiles.
Four plus one is five. Okay. Three is four. I see. Another five is nine.
So the first...
Good roll.
The first blow, strikes the crossbowman that you hit originally right in the face. Its skull explodes and it drops down.
Yay.
A pile of nothing. You sock the other one, two good ones, and you blow off, you know, rib cage and part of the skull, but it seems to keep sauntering forward.
Straight blew him off.
Nolan, you got one in your face that he just punched the crap out of. It's kind of got an arm.
Well, he also hit me.
And, yeah.
I thought you killed both of them.
No.
Just one of them.
I will use my bonus action to cast Thunderous Smite.
That would be a good
one. And then I will hit him or attempt to do so.
Knock him clean off his feet.
Fortunately, my attack roll with my battle axe isn't as good. We'll see how it goes. That's an 11.
Ha! Whip!
I might poop now that
the,
your wife
the spell,
left.
Though, is active for a minute.
Yeah, so, you're still good.
Next time I hit, I'll
keep swinging at him.
That's
again.
A wise decision.
We're in the middle of combat.
I just went.
Stone Bowl.
I will go ahead.
You've got one in his face if you'd like to take
it. I hit him already. And did you do damage to this Joker?
I don't know which one I hit.
He had one.
I hit one with Scorching Ray, but I don't know which one it was.
No, it's one of the
I think I may not have a choice.
Okay. So has anyone hit? You've hit one that's close to the bow.
Yeah.
You either
you can hit one with a melee attack.
Shoot somebody with an
I'll hit the one that's
close
to the damage. That's close to the bow.
You have toilet paper in your bathroom?
Yes.
Hey, 16-inch sub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fodge is going to go birth a sandwich, baby.
A 16-inch.
Oh, no. I got a 10.
Whiff.
Yep.
There's
a tricksy f***.
There are three crossbowmen, and there are currently three targets. So, Dave...
Wait, because Fodry's pooping, he's not a target?
No, Fodry is a target because you're laying down.
That's true.
Dave gets hit on a 21.
Yeah.
Josh does not get hit on, like, a single-digit number. And Fodry doesn't get hit on, like, an even lower single-digit number. So Dave's the lucky guy who takes another bolt from one of the three remaining. You take 5 damage. All another right. bolt slams into your side.
Down to 16.
Bork.
Right.
Bork.
I'm going to pop up and yell, surprise! And is there one right there?
Yeah.
Surprise!
Wham!
Oh, wait. Sorry. That one is there. I guess he gets to swing first. I didn't give him any short swords.
Okay, I pop back down. Too soon! Too soon!
You ruined the surprise.
Damn it.
We will...
16 is what I'm at right now.
Yeah, no. There's one there. You've killed two.
Three if you count the one ashore.
Right. So should have three left.
There were 5 coming at our boat. 2 dead. Yeah, you got 3 melees left.
Yeah, I got 3 melees left. So there's one standing at your boat, and I got 3 walking into the water.
And people ask why I don't do theater of the mind.
Yep. So we'll say that one walks up on Josh.
Square up.
Nope. He swings and misses with his short sword.
Fish in water here. This boat. Fish on a boat in water.
The one that's standing in front of Dave swings at him.
Like it was foretold.
It is known. Man, I gotta go
four,
pee.
So 18?
Futter's already
18
there.
Will just hit.
Oof.
So he stabs you with a short sword.
I'm gonna go pee in Grady's yard.
There is a bathroom upstairs if you'd like.
It was upstairs. I can't do cardio. Lose all my gains.
3 damage as it pierces out of your
side. Fireman carry you up the stairs.
You seem to be bleeding.
Half health. Nice. 13 out of 26.
And we'll say the other one walks over and takes a swing at Flint, or not Flint, at Fodge because he has no idea Flint is there.
Shh. Peekaboo.
I'm pretty sure his AC is still not single digits. So that puts 3 around the boats, as well as 3 crossbowmen left.
Bowmen.
And it's Fodge's turn.
Wait, I thought... What about my turn?
Oh, sorry. It's your turn.
Surprise!
Sorry. You already did that, so I thought you already took your turn. Please continue. Actually two there. Boat and the one nearby.
This is better.
You've already pummeled a guy a little bit, right?
So yes. Start with him. We'll start with the already pummeled guy.
Softly pummeled.
That is a 14.
A 14 will hit.
Nice.
That is a 25.
25 will hit.
That is, oh no, a 10.
A 10 will not hit.
Ah, dicks. Okay.
Use a different D4.
I am. 6!
Yeah. You smash that one that you were fighting that already lost half its skull. It loses the other half of its skull. It's dead.
Nice.
Okay. And the second one?
The one that just stabbed at Flynn.
5.
Hey, they're not all minimal.
I hate D4s. I need to get some of
the sweet 12 sides.
Good ones.
They're super sexy.
See, what Grady doesn't know is most of the sides are 4s on those.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Okay. So since I used Flurry of Blows, that's my second, I can now use Disengage, which means I can run 50 feet. What's around me?
Water.
Within 50 feet. What about the not waterway?
If you ran right not through water. All the enemies, you would that would be the straightest path to land. You would have to run past all of them.
Didn't you just disengage?
Yeah.
Disengage so I can disengage as a free action. Him.
No, disengage means you take no attacks of opportunity for the rest of the turn. That is the rule.
Ooh. I can just run through them for spite.
You go get the crossbowman.
Do the crossbowmen have any other weapons on them?
They're skeletons. They probably don't have sidearms.
I mean,
they might claw at
you. Are they strapped?
He's strapped. Back down.
No, they're not strapped.
All right, I'm going to just roll up and get in their faces.
All right.
There will be a disadvantage, yeah.
So Flynn gets up and just sprints towards the ones.
Running on water.
I'm going to run between them and then run back. Just because I... ruffling through. No attacks of opportunity.
You're like doing an obstacle course.
Yeah.
Going between the cones.
Fodge got one in your face. Came up to the boat, swung at you, missed.
Okay.
Flynn has abandoned the boat and run on shore. So you are alone in your raft.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Is anyone looking bad? Health-wise?
Skeleton.
I'm down to half health.
There are still 3 archers and 3 armed ones. The 3 armed ones are on the boat. The 3 archers are crossbowmen. No,
I thought he killed another melee. Mm-hmm. So we should be down to 2 melees and 3 archers. Because we had 6 before, right?
Right.
So we should have a total of 5 left.
I'm glad someone's counting.
I only got you for 3 kills so far. Who had the other kill? Flynn's
he
got
just
two.
Got one. Because Fodri killed one with a magic missile.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think I marked that one. Sorry. The 2 melees, 3 archers.
You said still one up. Is in my face?
Correct. It's all up in your business.
What's up, bro? I'm doing the whole chicken head thing at you.
Going.
What's up?
Incorrect. Skeletons don't have vocal cords.
Start something.
It's just rattling.
Just rattling.
I'll use 2 charges of my magic missile wand to shoot him.
The one in your face?
How can I take a 5-foot step?
There's no disadvantage.
Spells,
Oh, there's no... Okay, so I can just do it?
Combat. Magic missiles auto hit.
Okay.
So you're going to roll 4 d4s on him then?
Yes.
You roll that and these 3.
Okay.
And you're sending them all at the guy in front of your face?
Is he? He's not hurt, right?
He's fresh. Hit him once.
Yeah, so you can drop him.
You could split it up if you want to.
Although it did take 4 missiles to kill a guy.
Yeah, I'll do this in case I roll low. Yeah, okay. Yes, all at him.
Okay. You rolled pretty low.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, so 6.
Plus
7,
4,
8,
10 total.
10 total.
It's a 1, 5.
Probably a good thing you hit him.
Yeah, it actually is. So you point the wand and just... and just shatter bone, and it just explodes like you lit a shotgun right in its face.
Oh.
It drops.
Obliterated.
Completely obliterated. Mr. Kingsong, there is still one in front of your boat. There are also 3 archers on the shore.
We'll make another attempt with my battle axe.
Shatter.
Crit.
Crits tend to hit, yes.
Which is pretty great because I've also got a smite on this.
Nice.
So that'll be 2d6 thunder plus my d8.
2d8.
Exactly. So, 2d6 and a d8 doubled.
Do you roll the d8 twice, or do you just double the dice?
Well, I usually roll twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
six, you double your smite seven. Damage, too?
Any dice?
Nah, the rules is don't. Written.
Yeah. Is it any damage?
That's weapon damage.
I was say, I think it's just weapon damage.
Yeah, I thought it was weapon dice.
I play a paladin in the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Rules is intended. You're not supposed to. It's extra damage and I want it.
Skeleton has like 12 hit points.
It's fine.
Apparently.
We'll re-argue the rules when we fight the big guy.
And you just double the dice. You don't double what you add to 12. It based on strength. Right?
No, not the most.
12 total?
12 damage. Some of it is
can
radiant.
I poop in one round?
Oh, yeah.
If that makes a difference.
Yeah.
6 second poop. Count it. Kobe.
What? You guys hear an explosion of thunder.
It's just a reaction.
As he cleaves that skeleton in twain, bits of, like, you're covered in bits of bone.
Sweet.
As it just shatters into pieces all over the
eyes.
Beach. There's a bright flash.
What was your total damage?
12.
Oh.
Nolan is cackling madly.
See? Death can be funny.
Stonebolt.
Jesus Christ.
Suddenly have nothing nearby to hit.
Yep. I will make my way toward shore.
Okay. What's your total movement?
30.
Make me a... What would that be?
Athletic.
Move through rough terrain.
That's just double movement.
Yeah, if you double move, you can definitely get there. If you single move,
yeah,
you're...
I'll double move, it's fine. All
right.
I'm in no rush.
You move up on him.
Yep, I'll go up.
So that means you're up on him, Flynn's up on him, that means they have new targets.
Yep, I can soak some.
So Josh, 19 hit.
Don't they get disadvantaged because we're up in their biz? If they're doing range?
Crossbows? Yeah. If they're ranged and you're in 5 feet.
Ooh.
Kobe.
Unless you've got the crossbow expert feet.
Do these skeletons have that feet?
Expert feet?
They take that feet. They got that human variant for level one.
Hey, they're skeletons.
They were once
might
human.
Have
Do feet persist through death?
Can you breathe through feet?
Hey!
A jiu-jitsu guy can.
Oh!
No.
Soul sucker?
Oh, no, he got choked out.
Right.
He's not good at it.
No, he's still level one soul sucker.
Let's... Josh is the lucky one who gets hit by the only guy who really rolled a good number.
That's fair.
So, Bolt goes by Stone Bolt's head. Bolt goes by your head.
I try to catch it anyway. Like a... Catching flies.
Jumping to catch a basketball.
And I do a whopping 3 damage, so this one must have just grazed you. Stumbled, couldn't quite get out of the way of it.
Couldn't or didn't want to.
Bork!
Alright, I'm going
to... I need the wound to look legitimate.
Attack one.
Sure.
That is a 20?
Yes.
Alright, I'm going to use... I'm going to do damage and then see what I want. I'm going to use this. Eight damage.
Okay. You punch it in the face for 8 damage.
Right. I'm not doing Fury. I'm just going to use my bonus action to a second attack on the same dude.
Okay.
That is 14.
So you hit 2 of them, 1 for 8 and 1 for 14?
No, 14 to hit. Same guy.
The same guy. I separate guy. Just to see if I killed him.
Yes.
14 hits this
14
dude.
Hits. Yeah, 8 doesn't kill him.
Another 8 to that
Another
dude.
8 does kill him. Okay. So the first punch... shatters all kinds of ribs and stuff. The second punch, you snap its spine, you guess?
I do the jackhammer a la Goldberg.
Ooh. Nice. Very nice.
Sledgehammer.
any movement you want to take?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just step up to the next one closer, I guess.
Okay. Paul!
Get him.
I'll heal Nolan. Well, how many crossbow guys are left?
2.
I'm not gonna heal that one.
He's pissed.
I'll use dissonant whispers.
Nolan.
Oh boy.
I may not be within range. No, it's 60 feet. Am I within 60 feet? What is that? Yeah.
Dissonant whispers.
I'm Mike Tyson.
I'll say with you're within 60 Tyson. Feet. Yeah.
Okay. What if he listens to the podcast?
Mike Tyson is not
angry.
Mike Tyson's gonna be pissed.
I wouldn't want him mad. Like, what if he does?
If he shows up,
Mike Tyson. If
I'm so scared.
If you're a fan of this podcast. You're more than welcome to knock one of them out. Just let me know.
Also,
so
you
can
do so much better than this.
Seriously. Yeah. Mike Tyson is not our most avid listener. That was hard for me to say.
That's hard for him to say, too.
What's this spell do?
Listen, it whispers, let's see. Let's read.
It's hard.
You whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of your choice will arrange can hear.
Will you see my dick?
With terrible pain.
Terrible pain.
Wisdom saving throw, failed save, 3d6, and must immediately use its reaction if available to move as far as its speed will allow away from you.
Okay.
Padre's curled fingers point at a skeleton, and he just says, osteoporosis.
I do that.
What would you like me to do?
You make a wisdom saving throw.
Now here we're going to debate whether or not the skeleton can actually hear you.
It's magic. No. Of course it can. It's D&D. That's how it works.
Whisper right in his
ear. I roll a 17, Padre.
Oh,
that's a good number.
That's one wise.
Is updated.
Oh, wise.
Does he take half on failure?
Yeah. That only goes up on proficiency. We haven't.
Does it do half on failure?
I thought so. And it doesn't run into this half.
It probably does.
Tell him.
Yeah, it takes
it. Okay. But it does not run. Okay.
All right.
So half a 3d6. Six.
Ooh.
Six.
Nice.
One.
Oh, okay.
13. Which half?
Six.
To seven.
To seven, I say.
Huzzah!
All right.
I inspire Bork.
Hey!
You see the one in front of Bork shakes a little bit? Mr. Kingsong.
I would hear you. Bork, bork, bork. It's just fun to say.
You're done with your crap.
It's a paddling.
How many are left?
It's a paddling.
Two. One that has just been whispered to.
I'll just cast Magic Missile.
ASMR.
On the one that's wind whispered or the undamaged one?
I will split.
Okay. Two and two, one and two.
I'll do two on the one that's been hit, just to make sure I can hopefully kill it.
Okay.
And then one on the other. Yeah, so 5 damage on the one that's been hit, and 4 on the one that hasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. The magic missiles lance out, pop, pop. The one holding the crossbow seems to somehow... It's basically just a clavicle and an arm at this point, but it's still...
I'm just going to be taunting it, trying to get it to shoot me. Come on, you bony bitch! I'm right here!
I've had erections with more bones than you!
Wow.
Come on!
That's pretty good burn for a skeleton.
I want you to shoot me.
I don't know if you can hear him yet. The test is if we were trying to sneak past him, would they get a listen check? Oh. I guess it's probably... Hey, I get a go.
A go?
You do.
That's right.
Stumble.
What's up?
Don't kill it. Have it attack me.
Encourage it to
attack me. Come on.
Wait,
I got this.
You can hit the other one.
I'll hit the other one.
Oh, hit the other one.
I'm going to hit the other one. I'm gonna really hit the other one.
He's going
to
cleave often.
It's my name.
You got to cleave often, I understand.
There we go. 18.
An 18 will hit a skeleton, yes. Well, we'll drop it.
Well,
go ahead.
It only takes a couple steps.
All right, 16.
16 will hit.
Ooh.
Please, God.
Snake eyes.
Please, God.
7.
Please, God. Let it live.
I hit him with the blunt side.
So, Stone Bolt, just two-handed, right?
Yeah.
Just... two-handed just turns that skeleton into kindling.
Damn
and
it!
And just takes a step over to the one that Bork is taunting and just severs it through like 4 and 5 and its head just goes tumbling into the river. Kasploosh.
Damn it!
You distracted him for me.
Stonebolt, I was gonna do something dope!
Make something of it! In the battle for Cholt! No, what is it?
Brawl.
My bad. See, that's why we're not the promoters.
I'm gonna grab one of their arms and slap him like it's time for a duel.
I think you need more practice. At least get the name right.
That's a whopping 125 experience points for you guys.
Each?
For each skeleton, right?
For each of you.
God, 125?
Yeah.
Only like... 2,100 points to go.
We are at...
It's 1998.
Yeah.
We're 2 away.
Fine.
2 away from...
2,000. We still have 1,000 to go after that.
Oh, okay. If it was 2,000, I was going to try to kill Josh to level up.
I tried that once. It didn't go well.
I'll put you in the dirt. I'll kill you and then cleave into him.
Hey, I'm spared.
Hey.
If I spared, round. I'm dead.
Jesus.
Scorching Ray. Dad joke brought to you by Scorching Ray. In the background, you got a chortling.
That'd be a good shirt. Just Scorching Ray's barbecue.
Ooh. Yeah. That's what I could do when he's done adventuring.
What would you guys like to do?
Make
back
that shirt.
Back in the boat.
Well, I mean, how crappy do these weapons look? Do they look as old as the skeletons, probably?
Yes, they definitely do not look very usable. I mean, obviously it was just firing bolts, so that much works.
Yeah.
I mean, we could stock up and sell.
Perception check from anybody who wants to make it.
Would love to. Ooh, baby, 21.
Where'd my good dice go?
21's a good roll.
Tell me what I see. Badoop.
19.
You see a case. Scroll case.
Ooh. Can I look at the scroll?
I see it. Oh.
I pick it up.
And poops in it.
I take the top off.
Then put it back on the beach. Hey, Padre, there's a scroll case. There's poop in there.
He called that shit.
It's the turd wrapped in a dollar trick, but in D&D.
It's a scroll. Wrapped in a scroll.
There's poop in that.
I take whatever's in it out.
It is a scroll.
I read it.
Can you read a scroll?
I try.
It explodes.
Is that a scroll? What is that? A scroll?
I found it! It's mine!
It's still intact. That means it's probably magical.
His girlfriend sent him a nude.
You can have the scroll, but I want the case.
Is it a good drawing?
I was going to ask for the case. I need to replace my cod piece.
He just sort of attaches
it to it's like a sheet.
Wrap it around my waist. Get rid of every other article of clothing I'm wearing. And I just look like a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert from this point forward in the campaign. Just a man wearing a scroll sock.
Well, what's the scroll say?
I don't know. I toss it to him. I keep the case.
I will examine said scroll.
Okay.
I'm doing that trick.
Sure. Using my magical knowledge.
We find a
knowledge.
Second scroll case. We're starting a band.
Roll Arcana then.
Well. 8.
Try again tomorrow.
It's a scroll.
Can I see that scroll?
I mean, I know how to read.
Right.
You gotta identify it.
Yeah.
Don't you have identify as a ritual or something?
No, but I can do it over a short rest.
Well, 13 over an Olin shoulder, identify it.
Backseat scroll.
You can tell that it is a necromantic scroll.
It's romantic.
Ooh. Well, I'll study it some more while we keep traveling.
There we go.
Okay. You continue onward looking at it.
Yeah, so we get back in the thing, and I'm just sort of absentmindedly steering while examining the scroll.
I'm using the scroll case like a spyglass, getting last from Eku.
Yep, absolutely. That's what she's doing. When you put your face in your hands and you shake side to side, it's definitely laughter.
In anime.
Absolutely.
I don't watch much anime.
Now I put it over my arm and I'm poking Nigel on the side of the head.
After a convenient hour of studying the scroll, what secrets are revealed to me?
It's a scroll of false life.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well.
It's a scroll of social media posts.
Aha.
Shout out to all the basic women watching.
Meta.
Bork and Stone.
Why'd you look at me?
I know you have a lot invested.
Subconscious, man.
In this brawl in Chalt.
Truly, Nigel.
Now, how much do you care about winning, and how much do you care about making a lot of money?
I really need to get over, so it's pretty important that I win, but I'd like to get paid, for sure.
Stonebolt, how much do you care about making a lot of money?
I'm listening.
This scroll, I can make someone appear dead.
Oh.
So if we want to throw the fight...
I was going to make him do that anyway.
Fight me. That's it. I jump into their boat and land and just catapult Stonebolt.
I feverishly try to start steering.
I just sort of like hang on to the rudder.
Hey, Fudge, roll Arcana.
He's hanging on to Fudge's rudder.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
Bend it back behind me.
Is that an 8?
Oh.
10?
Oh. I know why he's rolling.
That seems legit.
How that works?
False life.
Oh, really?
I mixed it up with another spell.
Totally seems legit.
False life just.
So while they're splash, while they're splashing in the round in the river, I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh,
you'd be in an arena, you would die, and they'd be like, Gumrock has false life on him, and you just get slightly beefier. Temporary dead hit points.
That's what we call bloat.
Man, he's decomposing fast. Already smells.
It's a pre-existing condition.
Oh, I'm confusing with feigned death.
Yeah.
That's
correct. That would be...
We'll figure it out.
It's fun. Well, I mean,
to be fair,
we'll know
they're
better.
Very similar names.
No,
they're both necromancy spells. Yeah,
you don't make that mistake.
False life, you get 1d4 plus 4 temporary hit points.
Yeah. Not as good. The temporary hit points you get from spells in 5th edition is kind of underwhelming.
It really is. They really de-emphasized THP.
Napping.
All right, so eventually managed to separate the two and get them back in boats.
Did you meet Grinder us for that XP?
I did. They're worth like 50 a pop, my friend.
I'm gonna cast.
We keep traveling.
I don't know what I can cast.
Nothing, you're a monk.
I cast fist.
I cast
Bork's hammering fist.
Oh.
You continue onward down the river then?
Does this count as a short rest?
I mean,
I was gonna say, at this point, I'm already fast forwarding you another day.
So, I got my health back. Yay. Get my spells back.
My wand. Do I have to roll to recharge my wand?
Yep.
D4 plus.
I would probably want to check.
Yeah.
D4 plus 1. I looked at it a minute ago.
Oh, okay. Then
what's the DC to recharge? 15?
No, just roll.
No DC. You just roll it.
Just roll it. You gain two charges on this day.
So now you're used 4. So now you're up to 5 total.
Oh. I need to remember the fact that I have sorcery points.
Yeah, probably important.
Oh, sorcery points,
That
meta magic.
You come to a fork in the river. One heading southwest and the other heading northwest.
I draw
spoons?
It.
We are quite far away from the Aldani River Basin at this point, but if you'd like to keep etching it in, you can. If you'd like
I'm going for breath rather than quality.
If you'd like to physically etch it on your map as well so you know where you're at, you could do that too. But it's your choice.
A map of any area is more useful than unmapped area.
That's what I always say, Nigel.
It could be said better, but yes.
And she plans on taking you about another 50 miles north, so another couple days' travel.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners.